أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. There's the next part of the ayat. In the beginning, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained the muttaqeen. They are those people who believe in Allah Ta'ala. Iman bil ghayb. That is the first requisite and the highest level of Iman. Then they perfect their Iman, what yuqeemoon as-salah, that they perform their namaz perfectly and correctly. And a little discussion we had on that, Allah give us all tawfiq that our namazes we perform correctly and perfectly. Then the third aspect Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. اور جو ہم نے روزی دی ان کو اس میں سے خرچ کرتے ہیں. And what we have given them, provided for them, from there they spend. They spend in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Or that in the first was Iman bil ghayb, our true Iman, the things that we cannot see. We believe in Allah, we believe in the life of the Qabr, we believe in Jannat and Jahannam, all the things that we cannot see, that is one aspect. And then as far as ibadat is concerned, the highest ibadat is of zakah, of namaz. That is the greatest namaz, so Allah Ta'ala referred to that, and that also should be done perfectly and correctly. And then our character, which is extremely important, that Allah refers to, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Those people who are generous and those people who spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and on their families, on the needs of the poor, of the destitute, the widows, they look after all of them. That is a great quality also of the believers. Ulama have written here that this spending is general. Not only the zakat, which is compulsory upon a person if he has that amount of money, but all types of spending, whether it is sadaqah, whether it is lillah, whether it is spending on one's family, whether it is going for hajj, whether it is going out in the path of Allah, whatever, for masjids a person spends, on his guests, his person spends on the guests, all this is included in the spending. And some ulama have made it even more general. That is the inner spending of a person, that is the knowledge that he has, he spends it and he teaches it to others also. He doesn't just keep that knowledge to himself, and this refers particularly to deeni knowledge. The knowledge of Quran and Hadith, that what a person Allah has blessed him with, he teaches it to others, he propagates it, he promotes it, and let others also know. So here also, this mimma, it is actually minma. And this min is what is called in the Arabic language tab'idhiyya, that is that what a part of that which we gave them. That we are asked, for example, zakat, only 2.5%. 97.5% Allah allows it to stay by us. And that was also what stayed one whole year with us. From there it is proven we don't really need it. 4 seasons have passed on us and we did not use it. Zakat is compulsory on that only. And then only on 2.5%. 97.5% we are allowed to keep for ourselves. Whereas we didn't need it, actually it should be, we should spend all of it also. And so we only are asked to spend 2.5%. And that also, mimma, that of which razaqnahum, we gave them. It isn't your own money you are spending, we gave it to you. Whoever has got any money, is a rich man, a poor man, not so well to do, whatever we have got, it's only Allah that has given it to us. This is our deception that I have acquired. There are many people, laborers who work so hard from the morning to the night. Very hard work they do, but what do they get? They haven't got that much. Another person sits in an air-conditioned office, signs a few papers, gives 2-3 instructions, and he earns so much. So it is not on our effort, on labor. There are so many people with degrees, but they got no jobs. And there are other people who can't sign their name and are multi-millionaires. So it is all what Allah gives. Whom Allah wants to give, whom He wants to make rich, He makes. So it is what Allah gave. And from there again, Allah says only 2.5% you must give, it is for us. The other 97.5% still remains with you. Ulama have also explained that according to the Arabic language and grammar, it could be said, وَيُنْفِقُونَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and they spend of that which we give them. But Allah put it, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. Allah put the مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ first, which shows its very close bond, that means a speciality. That is, they spend of that which we have given them, and they spend it in our pleasure. They don't, that extra money, they don't make israf. They use that money for fuzul, for wastage. Like in weddings we waste, or even in our foods, in our houses we waste, even in our cars. A car that is sufficient for a person, a modest car, that is sufficient. But to spend more than what is required, that is not correct also. And our clothing, our holidays that we spend, all that is not included. This is that spending that is in the pleasure of Allah. By putting it, mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun, there is this indication that they don't spend it to satisfy their own desires. They spend it to please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Otherwise, non-Muslims are also spending lot of money, but they are spending it all in wrong things also. They are spending so much for their animals, for example, for their dogs, how much they are spending. And so that is not the thing that pleases Allah. We should see where we spend, it must please Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And the first in this is the Faraz Zakat. That a person must at least give that 2.5%. And you should think, Allah has been so kind. It wasn't my money. It was Allah gave me. And He said, I must only give 2.5% of that. And 97% I'm still allowed to keep to myself. So this is what a person should spend in the path of Allah and for the pleasure of Allah, the zakat. Then there is sadaqatul fitr that we have to give. Then that we spend upon our family, to maintain our family and in a nice way. In fact, the best of charities is on the family. That is, a person spends on his family first before he sees to other people. To spend on the masajid, to spend on widows, to make a waqf for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That money must be used only for the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. To build musafir khanas, for example. Instead of hotels and making money, a person builds a musafir khana where people, the travelers, can stay and stay free of charge. And this was a very common thing in the Muslim societies of the world. And there must be still people remembering that in Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, there were also many of these type of waqf buildings, and people stayed free in those places. Today, unfortunately, they are replaced with hotels, and people have to pay exorbitant amounts to stay in those hotels. Whereas before, they should stay free of charge in those places. So all the spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala and for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, that is a great quality of the believers also. And it completes a person where his iman bil ghayb is also done, and his ibadat of Allah, the chief of which is namaz, is also done, and then his character and akhlaq is also perfected by spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us all with these realities, make it part of our life, and then we will enjoy the sweet fruit of Islam when we bring these things into our lives. May Allah bless it, not only be talking and hearing, but the actual practice of it, the fruit, we can praise the food, but we don't get the enjoyment. We can hear the praises, but we don't get the enjoyment. When we will eat it and taste it, that is when we will get the enjoyment. So this life of Islam, may it become practical in our lives.